view as Jack Rodolico has done. I have an extensive amount of work on that. In a couple minutes, I can't really respond to all of that. But we have taken a look at our internal processes related to the communication. The fact of the matter is that we do have fewer resources that are doing that. That issue of workforce that I can't remember if we talked about it on or off the air, Laura. We have difficulty in terms of recruiting people into some of those particular roles. But again, I'm confident on all the other on the areas that we do a very, very good job in terms of the our regulatory management responsibility in terms of health facilities licensing, childcare licensing, and so forth. Are we resource constrained? Yes. The issue of Lakeview is a much more complex issue because the Lakeview issue really underscores an underlying issue that we do have in the state, and that is that there is an increasing number of these people with very, very significant and complex conditions you talked about silos earlier, where you have a system that deals with developmental disabilities, you have a system that deals with mental illness, you have a system that deals with substance abuse, you have a system that deals with medical conditions.
When
you
people
have things
are complicated,
that cross over.
That's right.
All right, so you have somebody that now is somebody with a developmental disability that has a mental illness, that has some aggressive behaviors. They don't fit neatly within one of those particular systems. And so we have to be more forward thinking in terms of what it is that we're going to do to deal with that population going forward, because it's the issue that Lakeview is an issue that we're learning from in terms of what we need to do moving forward. But the need for services for those individuals is not going to go away, and we have to be proactive about what we're going to do.